Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. I'm not perfect. I'm learning just like you. In the work I do, there are often moments where I share my journey as a mum, where I'm honest and truthful about the type of mum I was when the girls were little, about the decision I made in 2018 to shift how I connect with the girls. There was a moment when it hit me where I literally lost it over some spilled milk. I was a yelling, screaming lunatic. Then I saw fear in Miss J's eyes, and I knew in that moment I needed to choose a different path for myself and for my girls. I needed to choose to communicate differently with the girls. I was probably quite fortunate that they were young at the time because they were very forgiving. The outcome now, we have an amazing relationship. They share a lot with me, maybe a little too much, but we often laugh together. Then this morning, I was faffing around in my files. I can't remember what I was looking for. And I came across one of my earliest blog posts. It's from September in 2018, and I called it Keeping on Purpose. When I look back on it, not only do I remember these moments so clearly, but I realize how far I've come. And I want to share some of that post because hopefully I can help you understand that I'm not perfect. I'm learning every day just like you. In this post, I start by asking, what is my purpose? And the following is an excerpt from that post. Firstly, I'm trying to change the way I communicate with my girls. I find my go-to is a raised voice telling them what needs to be done now. Sigh. My style's not helping them, and it's definitely not helping me. So I've been focusing on keeping calm and speaking differently, but also trying to shift my position to positive comments. I read loads on this topic, and the articles and books are always a good kick up the butt, but I don't seem to be able to make long-term changes. Then I realized it can't just be how I say things to the girls, it has to be what I do with the girls as well. I need to play more. I need to just let them be kids more. I need to find ways to make everyday life fun. In practical terms, I sit down with them and get out a board game instead of washing the dishes in the sink. They can wait. I make time and I ask them if they want to help me cook or bake. Most of the time they do. Miss J's all about family parties. Last weekend it was making meringues and decorating them. This weekend it was putting on the disco lights for a dance party after bedtime. Then Sunday was hot, hubby was at work, so I let them play with water on the balcony, which culminated in them wanting to wash the balcony tiles and windows. They loved it. I loved it. We were laughing, we were soapy, we were wet, we were dirty. The reward was a cold shower together. It doesn't sound like much, but it was a highlight for them. It's still work in progress for me, but I really feel that I've turned a corner. I just need to keep the focus. So this is just a small snapshot, and I'm back now, I'm not reading the old post. This is just a small snapshot, but I really do want to illustrate that we all struggle with something. For me, at that time, it was how I communicated with the girls. And honestly, I can't believe how different it is for us now. And thank goodness it is, because they're becoming teenagers. But the reason it's different now is because I made a decision to change. I made the decision in that moment. When I saw the fear in Miss J's eyes, I couldn't continue the way I had been. I made the decision to become a better person. I hope you're getting where I'm going with this, because it was up to me. I couldn't expect anyone else to show up and do it for me. I couldn't wait for the right time. I couldn't put it off. I had to make the decision for myself to change. And I know change is never simple. You can hear it in my post. You know, I've tried, it's not working, I keep reverting. But hopefully you understand, I'd been making the small shifts. And when I realized there's a what and a how, that's when I was truly able to adjust myself. But it was important enough to me to keep focused. It was important enough for me to make the shift a priority. Family and friends do look at us now and they do say, what a great relationship you have. It's not by fluke. It's because I made a difficult decision back then to change my habits and behaviors. It started by shifting my attitude and my thoughts and my beliefs, because I'm not perfect, not at all, but I am continuing to learn every day. What are you doing right now in your life that isn't the way you want it to be? What habits have you formed that aren't serving you well? Are you going to be brave enough to make the decision to change? It is a choice, and right now, that choice is yours. If you would like support, I'm here for you. You can reach out to me, DM me on social, drop me an email. If you want to shift, if you want to change, I would love to help you do it. We got this.